Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
The chairman and chief executive of NAMA appeared before the Public Accounts Committee today to give an account of themselves. Now, the largest state-owned asset management company in the world is about a quarter of the way through its projected 10-year life. Philip Boucher-Hayes has been trying to get to grips with how much has been done and how much is left to do. How did you get on, Philip? Where are they at?
Well, you can, if you choose to, accept what NAMA says at face value and that this will all be done and dusted by 2020. If you want independent assessment of that, though, you would have to accept that on the big picture, we really don't have a clue what's going on here. We only have NAMA's word that it will all be wrapped up and scheduled by 2020 and that they will have turned a profit by that stage. They say that they've turned a profit for the first half of this year, and when you examine those accounts, no doubt that is true, but it doesn't really paint the whole picture of what's going on here. We don't know if they're burying their heads in the sand like the banks about impaired loans. They say that they're not. We do know that the property market has continued to tank since they took on the loans from the banks. So we don't really know how much less their portfolio is worth now than it was back at the beginning of 2010 when they took those loans on. Everything working out well is also based on growth in the property market and growth in the economy. As I discussed with Kieran Hancock from the Irish Times earlier on.
It's entirely dependent on the recovery in the Irish economy and the pace of that recovery as to how much they'll ultimately be able to get back. And in parallel with that, they're also going to be saddled with a lot more loans from IBRC, so that's going to make their job even harder. So I think they've done okay to now, but I suppose they've got rid of the low-hanging fruit to now. Right now. They're after getting rid of a lot of commercial property in the UK, particularly in London. That market is really a bit of a bubble. It's not affected like the rest of the Eurozone or the rest of the EU has been affected. And so they've been able to get some good prices there. But, you know, moving on from here is going to be the tougher work, if you like.
Let's get into the figures, Philip. How much of the debt that they took on has been paid back?
Well, this is something that we can actually measure. And by that measurement, they are superficially on target, if you like. There's 30 billion euro of senior debt on the books. And Brendan McDonagh, the chief executive, told the Public Accounts Committee today that 7 billion of that had been redeemed, and by year's end, that figure would be 25%. So, as I say, superficially, quarter of the way there, a quarter of the way through their lifespan. But that is only one of the indexes by which NAMA should be measured. And these are, to pick up on the man from the OECD's analogy about ships at sea, these are iceberg-strewn waters.
How are they doing on the disposal of the property portfolio?
Qualitatively and quantitatively, that is a much tougher question to answer. They have 1.5 billion worth of the portfolio on the market at the moment. They say that they have sold 2,000 individual properties. But 80% of what they have sold has been in the UK, a market which is obviously considerably much more buoyant than ours. And specifically, it's been in London that they have sold much of that. So they may have sold as much of the portfolio easily as they are going to actually be able to do. The areas of growth in the commercial property sector are in prime Dublin real estate and apartment blocks that are actually generating income, neither of which NAMA has very much of on its books. So while at the moment they are retiring or redeeming debt on schedule, it's possible that the rental and the sales income could be significantly dented, just as we were discussing. They will go into some more detail when IBRC transfers loans over to NAMA. And also, investors might be increasingly disinterested in what NAMA has to offer. And these are the big kind of imponderables here. Unlike in the wider economy, they have scheduled much of the heavy lifting for themselves after 2016, in the hope that things are going to be generally better in the economy and that we might have achieved something like 3% growth. So, yes, NAMA might wrap up and turn a profit if A, there's growth, if B, property investors return, if C, they haven't underestimated impairment levels, if D, there's interest in land banks and not just city centre office space, if E, they don't get swamped by what the Anglo special liquidator is about to dump on them. And look, the point basically here is, because I could go on right the way up the alphabet, is that 2020 is just too far away for anybody to be making cast iron predictions.
All right, what about the social bounce, the social dividend? Are they meeting these obligations, the social obligations?
Yeah, the legislation required them to make part of their portfolio available to local authorities to buy, and they have over 4,000 properties that they have made available to county councils and to housing agencies, but those bodies have been very slow about taking them up on it for a number of different reasons. One, they have this preference for just getting a capital grant, that is, the housing agencies have a preference for getting a capital grant from the state and then just buying houses outright, and they're not so interested in NAMA's proposal to lease and then buy at a future point in time. But Brendan McDonagh said this afternoon that slowly but surely they were getting the message through to the county councils and to the housing agencies that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to acquire social housing at a knockdown price.
I think there's been a bit of re-education going on. We'll keep making units available. The quicker people engage with us, the quicker they will be delivered. This is something NAMA can do for you. We can hold the units out for a certain period of time, but if the market moves on, the market will take the units and you won't have those units available. So everybody's beginning to understand that now this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's not going to solve the whole issue, but it's going to be a substantial contribution towards resolving some of the issue.
Right, that's the social dividend. Are they going to be knocked off course? You mentioned the IBRC loans. Will this knock them off their plan?
When IBRC was liquidated, the plan was that whatever the KPMG liquidators weren't able to sell off to the highest bidder was all going to go to NAMA. So all of these best laid plans and projections for what they hope will have happened by 2020 will now need to be completely reevaluated, that they are about to become the proud owners of the remains or the rump of the Anglo and the Nationwide basket case of loans. The portfolio under their management may end up increasing by, this will give you an idea of the scale here, by as much as 50%. They could be taking on 12 billion euros worth of loans. And these are, of course, some of the most spectacularly ill-advised loans that were made in Irish banking. Now, obviously, the old IBRC under Mike Ainslie had been putting some shape and some manners on these loans over the course of the last 3 years, and it was their plan to have them all sold and wrapped up by 2020. But Brendan McDonagh told the Public Accounts Committee this afternoon that they really know precious little about whether they are sailing towards an iceberg or an island now.
There's the mortgage book, with old IBS mortgage book, which is 1.8, 1.9 billion euro. You've got an Irish commercial real estate portfolio, which is around 9.5 billion euros. Mm-hmm. And you have a UK commercial real estate book, which I think is about 7.5 billion euros. And I think that makes up the sum total of the book. That's all the information that we have. That information tells you nothing. We don't know what's under the bonnet, other than the high-level information I said to you, Deputy. But we'll go at it the same way we went at our existing book and get under the bonnet as quickly as we can and then work out a timeline of when we think that can be resolved. And we would be hopeful, based on what the previous management and board of IBRC said, that they were working to a timeline 2020 as well, that we can basically be consistent with that, provided the information that we get proves that.
The question we posed at the start was how much done, how much left to do?
The charitable assessment would be so far so good. That's optimistic. The sceptical one would be so far so easy. Now for the hard part, let's see how you get on with it and see if the economy assists you or not. And the pessimist's view would be who knows. So beware anybody who tells you anything definitive one way or another about NAMA's chances.